Welcome to One EMS Assessment. As you're going to watch, if you watch these videos, you're going to hear me sit out a whole lot here at the conference this week. And I'm getting all the students from Savannah Tech, which I love. It's going to be awesome. And this is Brandon. And you are going to play the game. You watched me do it twice now. You got the rules? You understand how it goes?
Vaguely.
All right. Three, two, one. Three questions that are easy. It's going to get you warmed up. Two that are going to be a little bit harder. Then a final question is like Final Jeopardy. You get to pick a category. I'm going to hit you with a hard question.
Gotcha.
All right. So easy enough. What made you choose to get into this field?
Well, when I was younger, I enjoyed all the lights and sirens from first responders and also enjoyed helping everybody out. And when I see them happy, it makes me happy because I'm bringing joy to them.
Okay. What has Savannah Tech, the class that you're going through, what have they done to help prepare you for some of the hardships that come in EMS?
They were preparing us to how to use more advanced stuff that you don't see on a daily basis and how to further save somebody's life.
Okay. All right. And we talked about why. Well, so what brought you to this conference? Because I'm assuming it's not everybody in your class came.
It's only like maybe like two people that didn't come.
Oh, okay, but for me, so the majority came.
Yeah. All right. But for me, it's so I can get connections to a lot of the local counties so I have other ends to go to.
I gotcha. So Savannah, you're talking about Chatham County and some of the surrounding areas there.
Correct.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. So here comes a little bit harder questions. You have all the power in the world. What's something that you've seen already that you might want to change in EMS if you could?
Well, from doing some studies around a couple other states, prime example Texas, they allow their EMTs to carry weapons.
Okay.
And they also have body cams. Well, for Chatham, with everything that goes down, I feel like EMTs should be allowed to carry weapons because you're going into a scene and you don't know anything that can change in a matter of a second.
All right. So you're talking about some scene safety there. Now, that's what I said in the last interview is, have you been in the back of ambulance?
Yes.
And have you been in the back of a transit?
Yes.
So you know how small they can get?
Yes, because I work for Chatham as a vehicle tech.
Okay. So I'm sure they range from big box trucks. Still, even the big box trucks, a little space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get into a tussle there, how dangerous is it to have a weapon?
It's still very dangerous because you got stuff that's going to be hitting your waist. And if you don't have the trigger secured really good, and something can press the trigger, even if it's... Can't even speak, sorry.
Sure, no, it's good.
But if you don't have the safety on or the trigger really covered really well, you're going to have a misfire.
Okay. I do agree with the body cams. I've said that all along. I think we need to be activating in the light. Why do you think we need body cams?
Because a lot of people like to try to get money off of the first responders because they're trying to figure a way to get the money instead of like being thankful for saving their life.
I have actually, in my career, I've done this for about 23 years. I have run into that a little bit where I was accused of stealing or there's a frivolous lawsuit. But for the most part, I have found you don't get thanked a whole lot, but you also don't get hit a whole lot, depending on what's going on. Hit being, you know, the ungratitude, the claims. I think, though, the body cams would protect us, right? It shows what's going on. It shows that we did the medicine. Yes, it's going to show some correction that's needed if we do the wrong medicine. But I think it's a good educational tool. All right. So that was the change. So if somebody's considering you're going to the next class at Savannah Tech, what's something you tell them about either, yeah, they should choose to be an EMT or should choose a school, either way?
Well, it's all really the personal preference because you can gain a lot through one agency and go through Savannah Tech as well, or Geechee, whichever other technical college that does it. There's a lot of varieties that you can differ from and gain experience through.
So what made you pick Savannah Tech?
Because I had a couple of connections through Savannah Tech, so it made it a lot easier to go through the process.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. So you got categories. Finance, education, feelings like emotions, or I can ask you anything.
Go for anything.
All right. With just meeting you, and I would just now talk, it feels like you're with the Texas laws, right? You want some protection, you want some safety. Do you feel like you're more trusting of people, and that's why you got into the field, or do you feel like you're less trusting of people, so you want more protections?
Well, it depends on who I meet. So, like, if I meet the person for a first time, and I get rubbed off the wrong way, I'm thinking about protection, but if you give me rubbing me on the good way, I'm not even worried about using it. So it really depends on the scene.
On the good way. I'm sorry. It's the phrasing.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. You make a good impression. Make a good impression. I got you. So you feel like you trust people. All right. Bonus question. One EMS is an organization that is trying to bring more people together, obviously from the questions we're asking, those kind of things. So what is something that you think One EMS could do for the community that you're seeing is lacking?
Well, from being through Savannah Tech and hearing how Liberty County has certain equipment, Chatham has certain equipment, Bryan and Evans, they have all certain equipment while others don't have it. I feel like they should all have very, very similar, if not the same thing, because you're going to have one ambulance that has better stuff versus another one that has decent equipment. So if you get all combined, like, all right, so here's some brands, we're going to go with this brand, so at least we're all on the same basis.
Gotcha. So some unification there. I gotcha. All right. Well, you've won the game. Would you like an EMS tumbler or a fire EMS?
Let's go with the EMS.
All right. Gotcha, Brandon. Thanks for sitting down.
Not a problem.